Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here, my guest in the studio this week. And I didn't have to go far to find him. Jar Turner, the general manager of WFHB. Hi, Jar.
Hi, Mike. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, you know why we're here. This is Fun Drive Fall Week, and it's happening right now.
It is happening. It's happening until the 15th, till Sunday, actually.
Few more days to go. We're well into it.
Yep.
People are calling. We still want people to continue to call.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to have a few major gifts, some major donations. We still have a little ways to go. We can't count on a lot of major gifts the rest of this drive. So what we are hoping is a lot of grassroots or small donations.
You know, I like to start with first questions, Jar. What is community radio?
Community radio is a platform in which community members can share their airwaves with each other to use as a platform for communication. There are only a limited number of frequencies on the radio spectrum, as we all know. And in most cases, the radio spectrum is allocated for those with the biggest wallets. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of commercial radio stations exist for the sake of providing content that is really, that generates a lot of revenue. Their mission is different than community radio.
Right.
Community radio, the mission is exchanging ideas with each other and getting diverse viewpoints out, representing other cultures in art and music as well.
So would you say that community radio is relatively rare as you go from town to town and city to city?
It absolutely is rare. It is rare.
How does it differ then from, say, public radio?
Well, the biggest difference is that we're independent. Uh-huh. We're completely independent. Public radio stations are often part of a bigger group, and we exist solely because of our listeners. We don't have a big parent group with, you know, sharing the format and sharing the programming.
Mm-hmm. And sharing sources of revenue.
Exactly.
And so forth, which is why we're here right now. What are the sources of revenue for a station like WFHB?
The biggest sources of revenue are from listener contributions.
Uh-huh.
And that it is a little bit more than 50% of our revenue. The other sources of revenue, another big one that we receive is a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Oh.
And that's a pretty significant grant. The problem with that grant, though, is that there is a it's incentive based, so we have to achieve a certain threshold of revenue in order to get the grant.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, our revenue is usually between $300,000 each year,
mm-hmm.
which happens to be the threshold for the grant. So
we're always just making.
So we're always just either just making it or just below it.
Uh-huh.
Now, unfortunately, for 2017, we're not going to make it. In this fiscal year, we're not going to make it. We do have...
No matter what happens over the next few days?
Well, our fiscal year starts on October 1st.
Uh-huh.
So for last year, 2017's fiscal year for us, then we will have not have made it. But we do get a grace period to reapply for the grant.
Uh-huh.
And... so what we're trying to do is make sure that we do everything we can to reach that $300,000 threshold for this fiscal year.
Well, what could happen if we don't hit it and we reapply and they say, get lost?
Well, unfortunately, the grant is a pretty significant grant. It's about $72,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we live pretty lean around here.
Yeah.
So... It would mean that probably the first thing that would have to go would be some of our syndicated programs that we offer.
Uh-huh.
So we would see changes in our programming. And our biggest expenses are staff,
right.
Unfortunately.
And it's not a huge staff by any means.
We've got three full-time and two part-time staff members.
Mm-hmm.
making sure that we come out on top of this is very important to me.
Now, you've already mentioned what some expenses are. You say there's, you know, employee expenses for the very skeletal staff, and you say for some syndicated programming. What are some other expenses for WFHB?
Well, we do, like I said, we do a lot with a little, but, you know, we're sitting here in a control room that is surrounded by equipment. We've got speakers and monitors and computers and mixers, compressors, microphones, headphones. All of those things, they add up.
That make us sound beautiful,
That make us sound good, yeah. And, you know, this is just, I just described the contents of one room in our radio station, but also, you know, tower maintenance, replacing the CD players that go out from time to time.
Right.
And computers and cables, and really the list just goes on and on.
So there's plenty to spend money on, mm-hmm. So that's why we need listener mm-hmm. pledges, promises, and donations.
Yeah.
How does one become a volunteer at WFHB?
It's pretty easy. We do one volunteer orientation on the first Wednesday of every month at 6:30, and you're ushered in and you're described what roles you can play in the organization. People usually tend to either pick a news or a music program, or sometimes both. Mm-hmm. There are different tracks that you can take, and if you decide, oh, I want to be a DJ, then there's a track that you can take for that. Like, and we offer training. So we have a radio basics class for anyone who's interested, and we have a mixology class for anyone who wants to be a DJ.
As far as I'm concerned, what you learn here is almost like a college-level course in radio.
It is. It is. And people have gone on to careers after college, mm-hmm. Professional careers after college, because of their internship here or their volunteer experience here. And it is almost as valuable as a college degree, just because it's real-life experience. You really, you know, the radio is happening, and it happens by people doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it's got to go on, and it's got to go on at a time. Listen, if I can get WFHB for free, why should I pay?
Well, that's a good question, because you may think that you're getting it for free, but if no one's paying for it, then it's not there.
Jar Turner, General Manager, WFHB, thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you very much.